Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and hope you're doing well today. Dr. Jill Hubbard is joining me along with Becky Brown. Hi, guys.
Hello, guys.
Hello. Hi.
I would like to start by talking about the very thing sitting behind me. Sure, it's 0 degrees wherever you are, maybe. But it's never, ever too early to think about what am I going to be hauling to the beach or the pool, and how am I going to get it there? Look at this zippered bag.
Now, I love that bag.
Is simply our way of saying thank you for joining Club New Life. When I reach inside the bag, I get a brand new, in a little felt pouch, a pin that the cap fell off of it here. But anyway, it's a highlighter. It's a highlighter in the midst of your low life. The low points of your life. It's a highlighter and a pen. And so it just fits right there. Also, this, the 1 year life recovery devotional. And if you were to go to January the 28th and you looked at the quote on this little prayer devotional, 1 year life recovery, it says this. I love this. And this is by Basilia Schlink, who died in 2001. I don't know how or why, but anyway, here it is. Look at this. By the way, Basilia was born in 1904, so that's a pretty long life. Mm. In the darkest of nights, cling to the assurance that God loves you, that he always has advice for you, a path that you can tread and a solution to your problem, and you will experience that which you believe. God never disappoints anyone who places his trust in him. Now, that's just the quote. The verse is Psalm 43:5. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. And then there's a devotional and a prayer. But also, inside here is the Life Recovery Journal, which is a guided journal that asks you questions to consider that we think are really important, and a life recovery Bible to go along with it. All of that inside this bag that we send you right along with the top that was supposed to go over the highlighter pin right here. And it's our way of saying thanks for joining Club New Life. $30 a month. Now, you can still join Club New Life in these last 2 or 3 days and be part of it all of 2022. And I want to tell you something. I try to be lighthearted. I try to have a good attitude about life. But the reason we're here is folks are in trouble. Mm-hmm. And we can't do this without your help. And we've always done it with your help. And we're so grateful for your help. But would you consider joining Club New Life? I think it's the best bag we've ever offered.
Well, yeah,
stuff here.
Yeah, that's a really good gift, and I wish everybody could see it, because you're right. That bag is much higher quality.
Yes.
And you know what? As a Club New Life member, you can help people get rid of their emotional baggage, even though you'll have a really cute bag.
That's right. And it could be the highlight of your life.
Oh, all right. Let's go.
Really? Because you're part.
You can keep a lid on things.
That's right. Because you're part. Hey, listen, don't keep that pocketbook zippered. Get the zippered bag here. Our way of saying thanks for helping us transform lives. And what a privilege that is to do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number for you to call If you want to help us, help others. And this is a great thank you gift. You will thank yourself when you're going to the beach and got all this great baggage here to take with you. We'll take a break. Come right back for more New Life Live. Glad you're with us.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Jill Hubbard, she's the author of Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, and boy, don't we ever need to teach our kids how to do that.
Yes, for our own sakes, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's right. All right, so let's. How about we go to Roger? He's calling us from Meridian, Idaho. KBXL is the station. You are on, and how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well, and I'm absolutely pleased to talk to you and the rest of the group.
Thank you. Try not to disappoint.
Thank you. Well, you know, I am in turmoil, and I'm in a 17-year marriage, and it hit the wall here probably 6 months ago. And I am a pleaser, and she is a vacillator. And I think the largest thing, I started to say no, which I hadn't throughout the marriage, and I'm absolutely burnt down to the ground of everything that I need to do. So it is a never-ending list. For every one thing I do, I get two more.
Hey, I got a question for you. Why did you start to say no after all this time? Mm-hmm. What prompted that?
It became obvious that, it just started jumping out to me. It's like, you know, I'm not able to do anything that I want.
Yeah.
I retired recently, and it's like, okay, so now I'm here a whole time. And
Was that the thing, Roger? Was the retirement the thing that kind of kicked this off?
Well, yes, and from I worked for a company that did work in several other states and was gone for a long time, and then had some significant surgeries, and it actually put me in a. I never actually really recovered from it, so I was unable to go back to work.
When you began to say no, did you know that it was going to create a huge, huge problem when you did?
Not the firestorm that it did. I did mm-hmm. not know. I did not expect the firestorm that it created.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause, you know, some books that are written about, we'll say, like borderline personality disorders, they think that they can help you avoid a big problem. They'll say, well, express how much you love the person and then tell them what you want to tell them. And none of that works when a person has been living this way for years. Now, the big blow up can result in people getting help and some new things happening. But I'm so sorry that, you know, you weren't prepared that, oh my goodness, this could be the most painful, difficult thing that I ever have to face in my life. Because
Yeah. And pleasers have the longest fuse ever.
No kidding.
Right?
No kidding.
It takes forever for them to get to a place where they finally stand up for themselves. And so there's a training of the other person, right? This gets co-created. She picked somebody that wouldn't say no to her, and you were willing to oblige, right?
Well, and I also think that you've had so many things one after the other, Roger.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about the retirement. You traveled most of these years of your marriage, mm-hmm. And then you had these health issues, which can make even the best pleaser not very pleasant to be around.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you just have had a lot, and you've become isolated in, you know, where you used to just come and go. And she also probably is like, what am I supposed to do with you now that you're home all the time? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that that's what the issue is, but I think that there's a lot more, than just you saying no. I think that this is a new marriage now because you're home and you've been gone.
For sure.
So thanks for calling, Roger. Good luck with all that. And no, we really do want to help you. What's the specific question?
You just scared me to death. Yeah. Hey, are you kidding
me? He's not letting
what,
go.
What is,
hook, yeah. Man, reel me in.
Yeah. What is the, what's the main question that you have on your mind? What do you think we might be able to say that could be helpful?
Well, my main question is kind of asking for some, so for you guys to be very open and give me plenty of suggestions. I'm not the guy that says, hey, you know what, that's stupid. I'm the guy right now that is saying I am in a train wreck and I don't know how to get out of it. I contacted a counselor, you know, probably 12 weeks ago, and we've both been going. And I had
she's
told
going.
Him in an off moment. She
she's
is also,
going?
Yes.
Good.
She's going?
Yes.
Okay. Now let me just say this about that. If he is a good counselor, it's going to feel like he doesn't hear you some of the time, or it's going to feel like he's taking her side. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because he wants her to come back, and I have seen borderline or vacillating people. The therapist reveals, and sometimes unknowingly, too early, that he thinks the borderline has a problem. Mm-hmm. And you never see the borderline again. So he's got to really convince her that he's working on you and the marriage and all of this. Does that resonate at all? Do you get what I'm trying to say here?
I do, and which is was my thank you for that. That kind of looked and took away my next question because it was. Listen, I mean, my wife and I both took tests, and I didn't know anything like that existed. Mm-hmm. So years ago, we took the test in Milo and Kay's book, and it was like I came out strong pleaser, she came out strong vacillator, and then she mm-hmm. said, "I don't want to be a vacillator."
Of yeah. course not.
Who does?
Right.
Well, she says, well, that looks ugly. And I said, well, I don't really want to be a pleaser out of everything else. I mean, that just sounds yeah. sorry. But
so
how long? I mean, so it's been 12 weeks and it's still, so we haven't addressed really the personality types at all. And I feel like I'm walking around in a yacht parked in the middle of the room like, so well, these outlandish things that she's asking for, I mean,
well, this
are
is,
you
Roger,
need to
this,
have,
is gonna, yeah. this is going to take time. This yeah. isn't an easy fix. 12 weeks compared to 17 years is a drop in the bucket, right?
Well, and I would encourage you, Roger, invite her to the Intimacy and Marriage
yeah,
Workshop.
Yeah, that would help to move things along.
You're going to have a group to help you in this process.
And they talk all about these styles, these love styles.
And she'll meet other people who are saying, oh, I'm a vacillator,
yeah.
and I really want
right.
to look at it, and I want to get better, you know, because there are different right. stages and levels. But here's a question I've got for Jill and Becky. If I was him, I would want to know if my therapist is aware and is doing kind of what I'm saying. It kind of feels one-sided because he knows she may never come back and he's really got to gain trust. I'd want to know, is that what you're doing here, or are you just not very good at what you
do? You know, well, do you know, sometimes, Steve, when I was doing clinical work, I would sometimes meet with the individuals of
yeah.
the mm-hmm. couple to give them a space to talk.
Right.
Yes.
And I would not then spend the time talking about the other,
right.
but it's very important in the therapy process to be represented well, right?
And right, so, to feel like you have the therapist gets it, right?
So here's, right. okay, so from that, I'm going to suggest to you that you say to the therapist, I think it's time that we each have individual time with you. I'd like for her to be able to share with you what she wants to share without me being there, and the same. So maybe she could come by herself next time, and I could come the following time. And then...
Well, and ask the therapist, yeah, is that a way that they might work, right? Right. And yeah. It's not to dump some secret, you know.
No,
it isn't secret
right.
time, because it's all yeah. part of marriage therapy.
Well, and but also, Roger, you've got to feel confident that he hears
right.
you.
Yeah. That's right.
And you are being represented. That's really the process. But
mm-hmm. Because but, when I did this...
Right, and that's exactly what it's like. It's like, yeah, I didn't hear that. So there was some significant issues, you know, in past in the, and it's like they don't exist. Well, forget about that. Don't worry about that. It's like,
right.
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. History. Yes, I want to get rid of it, but before I get rid of it, I want to resolve it because
right.
It has to be resolved. We can't
okay,
just say,
so,
oh, okay, it's done.
Okay, so I did this. We had the individual sessions years ago. And in my individual session, the therapist said to me, I believe you're mature enough that I can tell you this, and you will never, ever repeat this. And it will be as if it was never said. But you're in a situation that I've seen people work years, and they never make any progress. And I'm going to do everything I can so that it's more like months versus years. And that was all that was ever said. And I knew that that therapist knew that it was going to be pretty tricky. And
so,
I knew the therapist knew what the therapist was dealing with here,
mm-hmm.
that this was a severe borderline case. And guess what? Three sessions after that, boom, it was the last session because a tripwire got hit. And I got a note from the therapist. I am so sorry.
Mm.
Now, see,
so,
that's a therapist that cares about people,
right.
knew what was going on there, and just but wasn't perfect enough to avoid all the tripwires. And so, but you need to find out if that's what's going on, because it may not be. He just may
right.
not see everything.
Well, and I want to backpedal for just a second. Since we're so close to the Intimacy of Marriage workshop, Roger, I would suggest go there first, mm-hmm. then do what we just are talking about.
Yes.
Because it could be a really great place for her to learn about, I mean, one
it
of the
might
things
be disarming.
Talks about. Yeah, exactly. It levels it out a little
okay.
bit so that we can calm it down.
Because here, can I add a point in here? Because when you start to do things different, okay, even though it's for the better, the other person is going to up the ante to keep the dynamic the same. Because, see, that's what's familiar to her. It was working for her
mm-hmm.
to a degree, right? Actually, it wasn't entirely, but
right.
Right.
but from her perspective, it was. And now you're changing the dance, so she's going to try harder to get you back into the old dance steps. Because it's scary for you to do a new dance step. So for a while, it does really get worse.
So in addition
okay.
to everything
and
I've
so,
said, I just want to tell you, I want to reinforce what they're saying. The Intimacy in Marriage Weekend,
yeah.
It's the greatest chance to get her to move
mm-hmm.
a big giant step forward, because she'll meet other people just openly saying, I'm a vacillator,
yeah.
and here's
so
what I need to do.
It's not a shameful thing.
Also, she's going to hear the description of the vacillator, and it's not going to be pointed toward her. It's just general information, but everything that's said will be describing her. So I would just, you know, I've said this before, I think. If I haven't, I should have. But if I had to sell the boat, the mobile home, the... one of the children, to, you know,
yeah.
I would just do it.
Do it.
Because this is what you
and
need.
And we have a discount right now. So,
yeah.
you're going to get a
okay.
reduced, and we also
so
have
you don't have to sell the child.
Right.
No,
don't
do
sell
that.
The children.
Which
but
child
please go.
Child would you sell?
Well, the one that's the most difficult. Anyway, please, please come. Because I think
mm-hmm.
you will not regret what we could do, especially to your particular situation. It really is a game changer. So I hope that I'll see you there. Anybody else, it is, you can still get a discount. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But I'll tell you, I don't know of any situation like vacillation and borderlineation that has more misinformation about these little formulas that just don't work. It's tough. We'll be back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. You know, we have a book entitled Understanding and Loving a Person with Borderline Personality Disorder. And I'd send it to him, but I'm afraid So I'll just send him every man's. I'll send every man's Bible to him.
Okay.
Okay, and he can pick up the book if he discreetly if he wants.
Yeah. Well, why don't we do this? And thanks for calling us, Roger. We really appreciate that. How about we visit with Karen, Dallas, Texas, listens to KWRD. Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing all right. Yep. What's going on in your life that we might be able to help you with?
If you can help me, my question today is how to improve or maintain a relationship with an adult son while treating him like an adult when you're raising his child.
Okay.
That's the basic question.
All right. Well, one thing would be join us for the parenting seminar this Saturday, which is all about adult children. That would help. But why are you raising his son, his child?
The child was the result of a live-in relationship. He doesn't have a relationship. Our son doesn't have a relationship with God. Neither parent had the financial means or the life gumption to be able to raise him properly. So we start out mainly financial. Now mom's rarely involved. Rarely sees him. And our son sees him a lot, but it lacks executive function and, he's on the spectrum of very high functioning. So most people don't even realize that he is, but he just can't relate to him. He comes over and he just is there. He doesn't really play with them, he games them, whatever. But so obviously he needs direction. He has a good dad, so it's not like he didn't have a good example growing up. But again, we want to have a relationship with him, if for no other reason for his son. We end up falling into that parental role all the time, and I'm not sure that's appropriate.
Okay. So.
And you said your son is high functioning autism? Is that what was said? Okay.
And has another rare disorder, and the biggest
effect is,
people's
emotions. We're losing.
Well, you cut out there, but let's start.
I have a couple questions.
Go ahead, Becky.
Karen, is he working? Does your son work?
Yes. Doesn't have any, job that's going to make him comfortable in life by any means, but always works.
Well, so there's the challenge always. It sounds like you've stepped in because the child has needed, obviously, some parents, which is really unfortunate. And I'm thankful that you have stepped into that role. The simple answer would be to set up regular, and I'm almost thinking daily, where your son stops by and he begins to cultivate this relationship. He's got a relationship with you. He's working. And I know that may be something that you've done before, but at the bare minimum, that will increase his ability to connect with his own son, and will also help his son understand his dad's role.
He does stop off almost daily, but again, we don't know whether to step in and say, "Play with him," do this.
Well, you might have to give some structure to initially. How old is your grandson?
Almost 7.
Okay, well, so you just might need to coach your son how to relate to the 7-year-old. And not in a, come on, honey, go play with him. Say, whatever your son's name is, Jim, I want you to go over these alphabet, letters with your son. I mean, just really structured. It sounds like if he is on the spectrum, he just may need some prompting until it's a routine.
Yeah, it's not going to come natural to him, Karen. And so you're dealing, and if you think about how you had to deal with him growing up with his issues, right? He's high functioning, but they still have to be taught because it's not intuitive at all.
Yeah. Now, there's a book I'd like to recommend, but it doesn't exist. And here's the title. Here's the title it would have for him and all functioning autistic folks on the spectrum there. It would be entitled The Abandonment of Comfort. And so what I would be sharing with him is success in life for you as a man and as a father is to abandon the desire to be comfortable and instead replace it with the value of being valuable. If he was struck with and paralyzed with fear, we would use the old trite thing, do it afraid. Mm-hmm. Well, here, if he's going to be valuable to this boy, you can tell him, here's something that you're not going to be comfortable with, but it'll be so valuable to your son. And then you hand him that book or that activity or something and say to him, just do it for 10 minutes. And it will have a lasting impact. So we're trying to get him to see the value of being valuable versus comfortable. We'll be back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the 1-Year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zippered Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back and glad you're still with us here and hope and pray that something we say is helpful here. And I really do think there's great hope when we don't see someone on the spectrum as childish. Mm-hmm. We see them as a little ill-equipped for life.
Relationally ill-equipped.
Yeah. When there's a learning disorder.
Right. Yeah. Well, you guys know that my son is on the spectrum. And one of the things that has been so helpful for me is understanding that many folks on the spectrum are in what they call defense mode, that the world is all coming at them, and it's very hard to organize their thoughts, their reactions, and so they react. And in this situation, I think there is great hope. I just think that there's got to be a perspective change of understanding, okay, he can't take care of him full time, but we are surely going to engage him as much as possible because that's what is going to be important, especially if, God forbid, something happens to you, Karen, and your husband. I mean, we want to have a connection with that boy and his father.
Good. Very, very good. All right. Well, I hope and pray that we've said something valuable there. Also, let me send you to give to your son Every Man's Bible. I think it's really a great asset for any dad. It's got some really, really easily understood concepts, devotional times, Bible helps all through there, and I'll send that to you. Larry's in the studio now, and Larry, what do you have for us today?
Steve, I want to talk again about Restore, and I want to point my comments here as I open it up to the women whose hearts have been betrayed, and they don't think they need this workshop.
Okay.
You're angry, you're upset, you're frightened, you're full of shame, you don't know what to do, and you're thinking, not my problem, he's going to deal with it. Well, I would like to correct you in your thinking. I don't know that I can, but you do have a problem because your heart's broken, mm-hmm. and you don't know what to do.
Or, Larry, I'm in so much pain.
Yes.
I can't bear to go
right.
there and hear more pain.
Yeah.
Right?
So I want to encourage you by having Jill read a testimony from a lady that went to one of our recent workshops.
Okay, she says, before coming to the workshop, I felt like I was on a roller coaster, one day up, one day down. I had no confidence in standing for what I think should be. Everything was a secret, and I was incredibly burdened, carrying my husband's issues, covering for and protecting him. It was exhausting, depressing, and debilitating. This weekend has been miraculous, truly. It has given me tools, hope, and connection. It has been a game changer, and I'm returning home stronger and determined. I am leaving the workshop with a network of sisters and the confidence that I deserve to work on me. If you are struggling with your husband's sexual infidelity, do not hesitate to come to this workshop. Jump in, though it's been scary. It's the most amazing experience of my life.
Mm. Wow.
800 New Life. 800-639-5433, and you can begin the process to have that miraculous weekend.
So. It really can change everything, mm-hmm. no matter what the other person is doing in relation to whatever problem is there. It can sure give you just an amazing amount of hope and some new tools.
You mentioned in an earlier broadcast a couple days ago, Steve, that the Restore name can be misleading because we're not... The focus isn't restore your marriage. The
right.
focus is restore you.
Yeah.
And result may be a restored marriage, but we want to help you, ladies.
It's all about you. And I hope and pray that you'll give it a try because, man, it's painful to be betrayed.
So
1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you have any desire to scholarship somebody through that, we will get it to them. We will get it to them. All right, let's go to Joy, Springfield, Virginia. Is where she's calling from. Hi, Joy. How are you today? And how can we help?
Hi. So, hi. I'm actually not doing well. I'm doing okay, but the reason that I'm calling is because when I was driving home from work, I heard, you know, your callers, and I've been struggling for the last 5 months. I've separated from my husband of 40 years. In April.
Why?
We have gone through. So, I have gone through every kind of, I've tried everything to make our marriage work. My number one thing when I married him was I wanted to be with him until I died. That was the commitment I made before God to him and God. And I never wanted to stop. Well, my husband was abusive from the very beginning. He was physically abusive in the very beginning. For the first 14 years, it was that. And then I never called the police, so when the police stepped in, he went to jail. Well, then the physical abuse stopped, but then the mental, verbal, and everything else became a major play then. And then I've struggled in carrying my family. I have 5 kids. They're all grown, and I have 14 grandchildren. And, you know, I'm so grateful that God has brought me through. So my question, okay, here's my question, is I want to recover in a way where I'm not still having the remnants of being with a man who has pushed me down and feeling like I'm nothing and I'm
trying to gain my confidence. I thank God I wanted to kill myself at times, but God always intervened, and I never want to disappoint the Lord. I want to please Him. I trust Him. I know He's going to bring me through. He's already brought me through. I'm 58, and I've made it this far. My children, we're broken. I mean, my daughters won't talk to me. My three sons, they are still close to me, but they don't talk to their dad. It's just a horrible situation, and
hey,
tell me
what's going on with the husband. Is he? Are you divorced? Are you together? Is he living with you? Is he set? What is the situation?
So over 40 years, okay, I've tried to leave him many times. So three times I actually put in to divorce him, but I never felt the peace to go through with the completed part of it. So I would get all the everything signed. I'd have everything ready to go, and then at the last minute, the judge just has to declare the divorce, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't show up. I couldn't. So anyway, so no, we are not divorced. What happened was, in July of last year, 2021, my dad got sick. And my dad hasn't spoken to me for 20 years, okay? So because I married my husband, because I was with my husband, he cut me off when I was a kid, actually. But I did speak to him a couple times in between. But anyway, long story short, he's sick. And so I told my husband, I'm from Hawaii. So I told my husband, I need to go home. I have to help take care of my dad. You know, my mom had passed away, his new wife left him, and he was home alone with my sister, who
he was having
issues with. So
what's the situation with you and your husband?
When I was there, my husband got angry and felt that I needed to come home, and when I told him that I couldn't because my father has cancer and I have to take care of him, he totally went crazy and cut me off and said all kind of crazy things to me and then cut me off. And so that happened in August. And so from August 18th, I have never contacted him again. I cut him off. Everything where he's living, I found that place because I had left him prior to this time. I left him 2 years ago when I found out I had cancer. I knew I had to get out of there. And so I left him, and then he came back into my life. And I had already had a house. I had a car, everything, and a job. And so he took over all of that, or he tried to. So anyway, so now I'm here in Virginia. Now I'm with my son. I've been here now for the last, since October.
Okay.
And I am struggling in this whole 40-year mess.
Okay.
Well, Joy, have you had any counseling or support happening during any time of this marriage?
Yes. And that's another thing. That's why I'm saying I've tried everything. I've tried it together with him.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your own care.
Yes.
Right now, you're asking a question of how will I ever get over this? It's going to be one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be with a therapist. It's going to be with a group. And it's literally going to take some time to organize your life again. It has been thrown up in the air.
Yes, it's getting through it. And there's also a whole host of things that probably happened before your husband. So I think you have a lifetime of work of things to sort through. But it's possible.
It's worth doing, Joy. Yeah. You have survived so much. You can do this and find the joy in your life again.
Okay. So when we come back, we're going to give you some things, some specific things that people do that turn the impossible into the life that maybe they never thought was possible.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and I'm going to finish here with Joy by Jill and Becky giving you some things, and then we'll go to Charles right after that. But what is it, I mean, decades of this, what is it that she could do that has some kind of hope?
Joy, you just keep going back and I'm not sure why. And when you tell me, I just don't have a peace about it. Sometimes, when we're just waiting for that feeling and like God to release us, sometimes we're ignoring all the other signs that He has given us. And I don't know anybody who moves towards divorce that feels good about it. Yeah, no one wants to break their vows.
And I think some of that, Jill, is the trauma from being in an abusive relationship.
Yeah. Yes.
It's very normal for you to feel you can't take this step because there's the impending doom that's in your head. And it's real. Trauma, well, you're going to need a trauma-informed therapist to help you heal and to reunite your family in a new way. Because everyone, you even mentioned that your dad cut you off 20 years ago. So this
is, and your daughters don't talk to you.
Right.
Why?
So it's a family issue.
Yeah. And if you're praying for peace, but what you really need is courage, then you need to shift. And so I'm just going to get you to Restore. I want her to go to Restore.
Yes.
And if she can get there, we'll pay her way through Restore. Perfect example of something that needs it. But go ahead.
The issue also, I think there needs to be a legal separation. You have gone through this process so many times.
Totally.
You really need that protection in your life, Joy, so that you can start to build a foundation moving forward.
No judge will allow you to be cut off if you've been with a guy all this time and there's a record of abuse and all this. To allow yourself to be cut off, the second of being cut off, you would want to be on the phone with an attorney. And so now is the time to get on the phone with an attorney. And it's when you start moving out of your comfort zone that many times he gets uncomfortable enough to decide, maybe I need to do something in a different way. I'm glad that you called. I'm going to send you Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers by Dr. Hubbard because this thing that came up with your dad here. Now let's go to Charles from Florida. Charles, thanks for holding on. How are you and how could we help today?
I'll tell you, my heart is a little bit racing a little bit. It's very intense show. I don't think I have ever heard your show before. I've listened to a lot of Christian radio, and since I was born again in 1989.
Well, why did you call us? What was on your heart there when you heard and then decided you're going to call? What's going on?
I'm going to put my phone here in a place I think that's got good reception. I'm kind of off the beaten trail here, so I'm going to try to keep the connection here. I think I've got a very, very common scenario, and it's long story short, me being born again, praying for 10 years, meeting the woman I was sure was the one, and committing adultery right away. During our betrothal, our being deciding we're going to get married with my fiance,
and where is she now?
And are you talking about with her or someone else? You betrayed her.
That's a good question. It was both. I said, you know, we can't do this. Because we crossed the line, and that was a unique situation. I had the opportunity. God, incidentally, I got a job in a different. I didn't get one. I was offered a job in a different place, and said, you know, that's probably good. We spend a little time apart because we're like going too fast here. But then, when God, incidentally, I was brought back. I proceeded to do it with an old friend, and I was
right.
so
I want to help
so
you
scared
and I have,
of doing that I was so I want, scared of doing that I admitted it and confessed it to her.
Okay.
People said that was really stupid.
Now listen, I've got 4 minutes. Now I've got 3 minutes and I want to give you some help. So ask a question, and we're going to try to give you an answer. So what's the question for us?
Okay, at this point, what has been said is, first of all, number one, I'll never submit everything or everything to you because I've got my own life, and that's been reiterated. Okay, the other thing that's been said
just ask
is,
it
you know,
in a question, though. Ask me a question because I am literally down to 2 minutes, and it's the end of the show. We just don't have any more time. What's the question?
If a wife says to you that I will never submit everything and I will always choose between you and our children, which is five, and then completely, you know,
yeah.
just says, then, we're going to live together and I love you, but the next minute she's calling you an
Then I would say to her, when I accepted Christ, obviously, I didn't develop instant character and Christian maturity, and I've never done enough as a man to develop that. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a workshop called Every Man's Battle, and that's going to help me understand how this whole thing started, the adultery that happened very quickly thereafter, and it's going to put me on a path to biblical manhood that is never going to happen with me just praying to God and hoping to be better. So I would say to her, that's what I'm going to do. When I finish with that workshop, I'm going to be in a men's Bible study every week. I'm going to have a sponsor, and I'm going to go to a recovery program. And I believe that if I stay with this, you'll move off of this position of we're just going to live in the same house with no connection and no intimacy. That is the best thing that you could possibly do. And in the last 30 seconds, Becky or Jill, anything you guys want to add to that to try to help him?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
women say things, right?
Yeah.
But they watch what you do.
That's
so
right.
We are different than men. We may say something, but we will change our position if things change.
Yeah. And Charles, your children are watching you. You have an opportunity to be a man of character and a man of God and a new man for your family. And that's the way to be the hero. And you'll do it one step at a time.
And you'll win your wife's heart.
Agreed.
The only way that you can be a victim, it isn't her standing back saying that stuff. It's you trying to justify not doing anything to grow as a Christian man. I'll send you a copy of The Soul of a Hero, and that's how we find biblical manhood. I'll send you a Life Recovery Bible and the workbook for sexual integrity that goes right along with it. And I hope and pray that something we've said or that you will do is going to bring both of you guys closer to where God wants you to be. Oh my goodness, it's so easy to get confused, distracted, focusing on the wrong thing. But when we finally humble down and say, God, show me, help me, the whole world opens up. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Same number if you want to support us. I showed you a really nifty Club New Life thank you gift. If you want that, it's $30 a month. That's all it is. Thanks for being with us. Thank you, Jill and Becky. Thanks to all of you who pray, listen, and watch. We love
you. Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.